Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today, I want to begin by sharing a story that I've shared before in these podcasts, and it's from an interview I did with a psychologist named Alfie Cohn, who's written a number of very cool books. The two that I particularly liked, one was called Punished by Rewards, and another was called Unconditional Parenting. And his fundamental notion in Unconditional Parenting is how differently we would parent if we didn't use punishment and reward, carrots and sticks, as a way of trying to motivate our children. Because if you don't bring in those external motivations, then kids learn to follow their innate, their internal motivation, their natural motivation. And it was a fascinating book, and I had him on a radio show that I was doing at the time as a guest. And I interviewed him for a little while, and then we took callers. And one of the callers sort of said, you know, Dr. Cohn, I love what you have to say. I'm really enjoying it. But and I try to parent like that. I try to just really take the time to be with my kids and listen to them and see what they want and build on it and use it to support them. But, you know, what do you do if you're in a hurry? I mean, what do you do if you're late for school and you've got to drop them off at school so you can get to your job and you just don't have time? What do you do when you're in that kind of a hurry? And Dr. Cohn paused and he thought about it and he said, don't be in a hurry. Now, he was sort of kidding, but he was also making a really good point that when we are in that kind of hurried state of mind, that sense of urgency that we gotta get it done now or else, we don't do well. The things that make sense to us to do often either are ineffective or they're effective in the short term, but they come with a long-term cost. Now, in exploring that over the years, it's really led me to a deeper exploration of what is that feeling of urgency. And I used to say, well, urgency is insecurity, and that's true, right? We worry about things, and so we create this feeling of urgency. But I was talking with one of my mentors recently, and they said it in a way that was even cleaner for me and made it even more obvious. And they said, urgency is fear. Urgency is kind of this vague, unspecified threat of something. So behind the feeling of urgency is the thought that if I don't get this done now, something terrible will happen. I don't know what, but I know it'll be terrible. How do you know it'll be terrible? Because I feel this incredible sense of urgency and fear. Now, for almost all of us, it's just a habit. It's just a habit of thinking we've gotten into, of trying to scare ourselves with some unspecified future consequences to get ourselves to move forward. But the problem is, even when it's effective in the short term, and it often isn't, the long-term cost is we're continually living life under the gun. We're continually living life with this background feeling of dread, and we get exhausted and we burn ourselves out. Now, I went to my Roget's Thesaurus. I don't actually have one anymore, but I used to have a Roget's Thesaurus. I just went to Roget's Thesaurus online to see what an antonym for urgency is. And there were a lot of them, but my favorite one was that the opposite of urgent is light. And to me, that really spoke to what I've seen about how to get out of that sense of urgency, how to not be in a hurry, even when there really is stuff you need to do. And it's to not take your thinking so seriously. If you take your thinking more lightly, even your scary thinking about unspecified horrible futures, then those thoughts can come and go without spinning you up, without taking you out of yourself, without getting you to think that, well, I don't know what to do, but I mean, I gotta do something. And then you wind up doing something that actually, if you just took even a little bit more time, it would have been obvious to you there was a terrible idea to do whatever it is that you did. And it always reminds me of one of my favorite quotes from the basketball coach, John Wooden, who used to say to his teams, be quick, but don't hurry. Now, basketball, it's a real-time game. You can't sort of take your time and, you know, there's a 24-second shot clock and there's other people who are trying to do things and there's a limited amount of time in the game, but you can be quick without any sense of urgency, without any of that background fear, without that sense that you need to be in a hurry. Now, it's even better than it sounds because you don't have to try to be light. You don't have to, oh, okay, I'm just going to take my thinking lightly. And, you've probably experimented with that and probably found most of the time it doesn't really work. Instead of trying to be light, you actually can just let go of urgent. If you feel urgent and you can see, okay, this is just coming from some scary thinking I got going on, you can just let go of that thinking. And what will come up in you will be a lighter and lighter and lighter feeling. And I was thinking about how in our bedroom at home, we don't have lights in the ceiling. We have, small lights, standing lights, but we don't have lights. And I remember thinking, man, I need to find a way to bring more light into the room. And I got all caught up in it. And then I realized that the shades were down. And I just lifted up the shades and the light poured in. The light's already there. The lightness in us is part of our nature. And when we're not dampening it with our fear and urgency and hurry, it's natural to approach our lives and approach everything in our lives from that place of lightness inside. Have fun, learn heaps, experiment with this one, see what you see, and I'll talk with you soon.